Hello, good evening. My name is Chris from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a confidential and secure poll about Aurora Public Schools and possible issues on this year's ballot. To begin, are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes.
Thank you very much. And are you registered to vote as a Democrat, Republican, and Independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you very much. Now, this November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or very certain, thank you. Now, considering general conditions like the economy and quality of life, do you feel things in the Aurora area are heading more in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
No comments.
How you feel about...
Okay, no comment. That's all right. Okay. I'll say in the wrong direction.
In the wrong direction. Thank you. Now, what is your opinion of how people living in the neighboring areas of Denver and Cherry Creek view Aurora generally? Do you think they see Aurora as about the same as they live, as having a better quality of life, as having a lower quality of life?
Having a lower class.
Lower. Thank you. In general, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the Aurora Public School District where you live? Excellent.
I don't have any kids in school, so I don't know.
Oh, you don't need to have any children in the public school system.
Okay, I think they're just fine.
Okay. So the scale that we have is excellent, good, not so good, and poor.
Excellent.
Excellent. Thank you. And how familiar are you with the areas and neighborhoods and schools within the Aurora Public School District, including its size and geographic territory? Very familiar, somewhat familiar,
or very,
thank you. Have you heard or read anything about Blueprint APS?
No.
And do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high? Somewhat high, about right.
Much too high.
Thank you. And now, have you ever heard about or read or experiencing a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes?
Yes.
And while nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado recently sent out notices and raised homeowners' property taxes by 25%. Which of the following applies best to you and your household? Can afford and absorb this increase without any problem, can pay this increase, but it really squeezes our budget, requiring cutbacks on other spending, cannot afford this increase, it hurts household finances badly, or does not apply, renter.
Does not apply.
Thank you. And as you may or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's proposition HH ballot issue last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May. And what kind of impact will this payment have on your household finances? A big positive impact, a small positive impact?
Positive.
Big or small?
Big.
Thank you. Now, if the following ballot issue is up for a vote in the upcoming November 2024 election, would you vote yes or no on $1 billion bond for Aurora Public Schools with no increase in property taxes to pay for? For example, repairing and renovating older schools to provide all our students with high-quality educational facilities, repurposing schools to provide new and real-world learning opportunities for students, expanding school choice and programming options for more APS students, and adding additional spaces in school for mental health providers to increase student access to mental health services through the district. Would you vote yes or vote no?
Yes.
Thank you. Also, Aurora Public Schools may ask voters to approve a $30 million levy override ballot issue that, without increasing property taxes, would fund ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings. ensure access to upgraded technology, and free up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff. Would you vote yes or no on this?
Yes.
Thank you. And following up, do you agree or disagree with the statement, those against these Aurora Public School bonds and mill levy ballots might make, since property taxes are so high already and going up continually, it is better for taxpayers to vote against any new APS bonds and mill levy increases in order to lower property taxes instead, especially since this big district that has enough money already would spend this extra money on projects far from my neighborhood. Do you agree or disagree?
I disagree.
Disagree. Thank you. Lastly, here are some statements that supporters of the APS bond and mill levy ballot issues might make. Rate each as a very strong, somewhat strong, or a weak reason to vote yes on these 2024 ballot issues. The first one is, bond funding would allow the district to build more spaces to expand preschool programming to prepare its younger learners for success in kindergarten and throughout their K-12 education. Do you find that a very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, or a weak reason to vote yes?
Very strong.
Very strong, yes. Thank you. The next one is, the best way to build a stronger, safer future for the Aurora community is to invest more in educating our kids, giving them skills needed to succeed in today's job market, and keeping our schools in good shape.
Agree.
So is that a very strong reason or a somewhat
strong
reason? Very strong. Thank you. The next one is, many APS buildings that are 30, 40, or even 50 years old have maintenance needs that have been put off for years. Just like any home or property this old, the buildings need to be renovated, repaired, and refreshed so if these schools last and students have good learning environments.
Very strong.
Thank you. The next one is, the bond will fund a skills training program called P-Tech, a partnership with the community college, APS, and local employers that include specialized technology training for today's skilled jobs, internships, mentoring, and apprenticeships, so students graduate ready to fill available jobs.
Very strong.
Thank you. The next one is, this investment in Aurora Public Schools will keep the community's public schools strong and help increase property and some resale values.
Yes, very strong.
Very strong. Thank you. The next one is, doing school renovations and replacements, making buildings more energy efficient, saves taxpayers millions of dollars in lower utility bills and reduces the district's carbon emissions footprint.
Very strong.
Thank you. Before we continue, we still have a few more questions to go, but we're almost done with this section. Now, this large bond package will help Aurora Public Schools, the best school district in the state, or be the best school district in the state. So do you think that is a very strong reason, so much strong reason, or a wrong reason to, or a weak reason to vote yes?
Very strong.
Thank you. The next one is, providing more spaces for mental health professionals to work with students will help with will help thousands of more students cope with today's pressures and be safe, more productive learners.
Very strong.
Thank you. The next one is, continual security upgrades, including updated cameras, more secure entry vestibules, and locking mechanisms on classroom doors are necessary at schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure.
Very strong.
Thank you. This large bond and teacher pay mill levy come with no tax increase.
Very strong.
With both Denver and Cherry Creek funding improvements in their schools, Aurora needs to stay competitive by improving and modernizing its schools.
Very strong.
And the last one for this section is providing students and staff with updated technologies, devices, and ensuring that schools have the latest state-of-the-art technologies to keep students engaged and excited about learning.
Very strong.
Thank you very much. Finally, having heard all this information, would you vote yes or no on the following APS November 2024 ballot issues? A $1 billion bond to build state-of-the-art facilities for all Aurora students to ensure older buildings are repaired and maintained, and to provide innovative workforce training at no additional property tax increase.
Very strong.
Vote yes or vote no?
Yes.
Yes, thank you. And finally, a $30 mill levy override to pay for ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings, ensuring access to upgraded technology and freeing up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff at no additional property tax increase. Vote yes or vote no?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, these next few questions are just for statistical purposes. What is your gender?
Male.
Thank you. What is your age? Are you between 18 and 39, between 40 and 54, 55 and 64, or 65 and up?
65 and up.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be Hispanic, Mexican, or other Latino ancestry?
No.
And do you consider yourself to be either African American or Black?
No.
Do you own or rent your current place of residence?
Rent.
And what county do you live in?
Arapahoe.
Thank you very much. Do you have any children currently in the Aurora Public School District?
No.
And with this, we conclude the survey. So thank you very much for your participation, sir. We really appreciate it. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you.
Thank you.